Om Shri Sai Ram. Dearest Swami, we, the students of Shri Satya Sai Iyer Secondary School from Vatadavasahalli, Chikkaballapura District, Karnataka, offer ourselves at your divine lotus feet. We are immensely grateful to you, Swami, for giving us the opportunity to gather at your lotus to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the school, that which took birth in tiny sheds with just 50 students in the year 1993, has today grown to serve more than 470 students belonging to 30 different villages. This has been possible only because of your grace and blessings. Every single moment over the last 25 years, since inception, you alone have been our inspiration, leading us in this journey, guarding us, guiding us, and molding us to become good and responsible citizens of our country. The rich cultural heritage of our great motherland is endowed with Puranas and Itihasas, meant to inspire and mold us into good human beings. Through the Shri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini educational program, you are sowing the seeds of great spiritual lessons into our young minds. How can we ever repay and express our gratitude to you, Swami? Inspired by your teachings and the writings of the Jagat Guru Shri Adi Shankaracharya, we, the students of Shri Satya Sai Iyer Secondary School, humbly present at your divine lotus feet a drama entitled Savidya Ya Vimuktaye.
Pidambara Parinala Sura Kalyana Nidana. workload is really taxing. How much ever I do, there is still some more remaining. Now what else is left? Oh, Sanskrit, my worst nightmare. I need to learn the lesson for the test tomorrow. Let me see. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Oh no, this is difficult. Let me simplify it. Aaha, 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 aaha.
Vivek, what is the matter, my child? Why are you screaming in agony? Should I take you to a doctor?
Ayyo, Tata, I'm doing my Sanskrit homework. That's all. I'm learning the rules of grammar and applying an intelligent shortcut to remember.
Sai Ram, you look like you're screaming for help. What is this shortcut business all about? I don't understand.
Tata, this is modern education. It is difficult for you to appreciate. This saves me time and helps secure better marks. This is smart work.
But Vivek, aren't you for a few marks missing out on the beauty and the essence of the language?
I'm unable to follow, Tata.
Vivek, what I mean is that you're losing out on the big picture. Life-changing lessons in the pursuit of these lesser goals. Getting good marks is important, but it is not the end all. Years before, a saint too came upon a scholar like you, learning the rules of grammar and burst forth into one of the greatest lessons of mankind.
Is it? Who is the great saint?
That saint is the great Sri Adi Shankaracharya. And the lesson he imparted was Bhajagovindam.
Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Govindam bhaja mudamate. Samprapte san nihite kale, nahi nahi rakshati dukram karne.
The rules of grammar are important, but they won't save you at the very end.
That looks like an abstract philosophy. How can I understand? Isn't such spiritual lessons only for adults?
My dear child, seeds sprout the best on a fertile land. Great ideas germinate and inspire young minds like yours. Age is never a factor. Dhruva, Nachiketa and Prahlada walked the spiritual path and attained wisdom at a very young age. Childhood is the best time to learn spirituality. And that is why in the olden days, spiritual education was imparted along with secular education.
This is so new to me, Tata. My teachers don't discuss such things. Please tell me more. What else did the saint tell?
Adi Shankara has given many valuable lessons. In that treasure trove, let me share with you a few gems of wisdom. The first lesson is about family. Adi Shankara says,
Kate kanta kaste putra samsaroyam ativa vichetra kasya tvam kaha kutaya taha tatvam chintaya yaditvam prataha tatvam chintaya yaditvam prataha.
Who's your wife, son? Who is your father and mother? Where have you come from? Ponder on these thoughts. Let me explain with a story of a dacoit, Ratnakara.
Halt, you people. If you value your life, surrender your riches and valuable belongings.
Value is relative, my child. What is valuable to me may be worthless to you. So tell me, what is valuable with us that we can offer you?
Hey, don't act oversmart. Surrender your gold, diamonds and other valuables or prepare to lose your life.
Son, we have no such things since we don't find them of much value. If we had, we would have gladly given to you.
Ah, so you're confessing that you have something more valuable than gold and diamonds. Give me that. Give me.
My son, if we are to give that, answer these simple questions. Why are you committing such heinous crimes?
To sustain and feed my family, of course. Why else?
So, your family enjoys the fruits of your labor. Then, are they ready to share the sins you are incurring?
Of course they will. They are my blood. They will share those most willingly.
Are you sure? Why don't you ask your family and come back? We promise we will wait for you until then. Then you can take all the valuables from us.
All right. Since you're carrying a thing of such value, I shall oblige. But if you break your words and leave, you will bear the wrath of Ratnakara. Beware. Father, I have something to ask you.
Ask, my son. What is it?
Whatever I earn, you have a share in it, right? So, the sin I incur through those earnings, that also you will share with me. Am I right?
My son, it is your duty to take care of me. So whatever you earn, a part of it goes towards my sustenance. But I don't have any part in the actions you commit while earning. So the merit or sin is yours and yours alone.
My own father, whom I respect, has refused to share my sin. He is willing to share the spoils of my deeds, but not the sins. There, my beloved wife is coming. She is totally devoted to me and will take a share of my sins. My wife, you are my Ardhangi, my better half. So whatever I get, half of it belongs to you. Does my wealth belong to you?
Oh yes, my lord. Half the wealth belongs to me.
What about responsibilities?
Of course, I share your responsibilities too. Half of your duties belong to me.
Then you share my sins as well.
No, my lord. Your sins are your own. I have no role in committing them. Hence, I do not share them.
My own family? For whom I have committed atrocities, slaughtered innocents and stained my hands with blood? They refuse to share my sins? Then for whom am I doing all this? For whom? This is all an illusion. An illusion.
My dear son, have you found the answer to the question?
Oh, holy sir, pardon me. You have opened my eyes to the wrongs I have committed. Please show me the way.
More valuable than gold and diamonds is the path of salvation. That is what we will give you. Chant the name of Rama and meditate on it.
I am unable to say even this simple mantra.
No. Rama, Rama, Rama.
Don't worry. Instead, say Mara continuously. Therein lies your salvation. and the salvation of the entire humanity.
Maram, 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 Maram.
Ratnakara transformed himself into a great sage Valmiki, who wrote the epic Ramayana. Such is the power of the Lord's name. So tell me, Vivek, what did you learn from this story?
My actions are my own, and I bear their fruit, and none else, not even my parents. Now I'm confused, Tata. Now how should my behavior towards my parents be?
Vivek, here you must use viveka or discrimination. Don't bend philosophy to your own convenience. Ratnakara gave up the world, took sannyas, and so he was correct in leaving the family. But you are still a member of the society. You are the son to your mother and father, and you must do your duties diligently.
That makes sense, Tata. But the transformation looks painful. For Ratnakara took a lot of time to become Valmiki.
Yes, Vivek. That's a good observation. But it need not always be the case. Adi Shankara has pointed another way to reach the goal of self-realization.
Satsangatve nisangatvam nisangatve nirmohatvam nirmohatve nishchalatatvam nishchalatatve jivanmukte.
From good company comes non-attachment. From non-attachment comes freedom from delusion, which leads to liberation.
So how important is good company in one's life, Tata?
Tell me your company, and I shall tell you who you are. The company you keep shapes you and develops your vision. Let me tell you another story from the Mahabharata to illustrate this point.
Salutations, O Krishna. Welcome to Hastinapura. The King Dhritarashtra and Pitamaha send their regards.
Dharmaja, I am so happy to see you. Hope my dear Aunt Kunti Devi is fine. Bhima, you look fine as ever.
Lord, it is all your grace. Your guidance is always keeping us on the right path, and we enjoy every moment of your company. Please let us know if you need anything.
Oh, mighty Suyodhana. Greetings to you too.
Greetings, Krishna. I was wondering how the mighty Kauravas have become completely invisible to you. We are as closely related to you as the Panduputras. As the rightful representative of the king, my father, I extend a warm welcome to Hastinapura. Anything you need? The Kauravas are at your beck and call.
Now that you say it, I have come on an important mission. And only you, O Duryodhana, can accomplish it.
Of course. Anything for Hastinapura's honored guest.
Well, I am in search of a good person in Hastinapura. O mighty Suyodhana, can you find one good person and bring him to me?
What is this strange request? Is this some kind of a joke, Krishna? After our warm welcome, you want to humiliate us like this?
Calm down, brother. What harm is there in a little game between close relatives? I will humor you and proceed on my quest right away.
Lord, if there is a task this humble servant of yours can perform, I will gladly do so.
Yes, yes. I have the right job for you, Dharmaja. Please find me one evil person in Hastinapura and bring him to me.
Surely, my lord. I shall leave right away. Arjuna, please stay on and give company to our esteemed guest.
Lord, what leela is this? I am unable to fathom your actions.
Patience, Arjuna. All mysteries will be resolved in time. Wait and watch.
Hare, how much are these clothes worth? What does this mean? 4 copper? 4 silver or gold? Tell properly.
4 coppers. Why? Take my entire shop for free. It is 4 silvers, not a coinless.
4 silvers? That's all. Take my father's property itself.
I don't want your father's property. Keep your father's property with your honorable self. If you want to buy, give 4 silvers or else move ahead. Go.
Hey, what is going on here?
Hey, Yuvaraj, I am a humble businessman in the shadow of the great Pandavas. Oh, sorry, I meant Kauravas. and I am being harassed by this customer.
No, Maharaj. I am the one being harassed. Oh, protector of the weak. Noblest among all. Please, please protect this humble citizen.
I have seen everything and you both are equally bad. One is lazy and the other rude and sarcastic. Next time I see you repeat this behavior, I will get you flogged publicly.
Holy sire, please give some money to this poor soul.
Chichi, you look fine. Why can't you do some work instead of begging and disturbing everyone? Don't you feel ashamed of your profession?
Why shame, Mahashaya? Everybody is a beggar. You beg God for money, riches, silently. I beg openly. That is the only difference.
What? You and me are one? How insulting. You come anywhere near me next time. See what I will do.
Both of you, stop this. You either give alms or silently go away. No need to give free advice. And you, know that you are asking for alms and be in your limits. Otherwise, nobody will ever give you anything. What about you? Why are you loitering here aimlessly instead of working?
We are thinking about what work we must do and how we can contribute towards the development of the great kingdom of Hastinapura. We don't want to simply do something just like that. We are waiting for the right opportunity to prove ourselves.
Oh, so till then, your honorable selves will grace the streets of the market with your august presence?
Absolutely correct, Maharaj.
You fools! Next time I see any of you wasting time like this, I will get you thrown into prison, where you can have lifelong conferences. Now get lost. Huh. I won't even bother addressing this lazy fool. Every single person is a failure. What a silly task that cowherd has given me. Not one good person anywhere. Useless fellows. I must remember them and teach a proper lesson once I become king.
What a great privilege Madhava has given me. Meeting these great souls has enlightened me. That businessman is unwilling to compromise on the true value of his goods, and the customer wants to give more than the value that is quoted. The rich man wants the beggar to be self-dependent, and so he is inspiring him to work, while the beggar has imparted the greatest philosophy. Those four gems are constantly thinking of the welfare of Hastinapura, even in their free time. And this great soul must be resting after a hard night's work. I must remember and learn valuable lessons from all of them.
Krishna, I searched every nook and corner of Hastinapura and very keenly investigated prospective candidates. Everyone was found wanting. If there is anyone in Hastinapura who matches your lofty standards, then it is me, Krishna. I am the best of them all.
Of course. Who else other than you can be the best in Hastinapura? Anyway, thank you for the answer. I will join you in Pitamaha's chamber shortly.
My lord, I have gone across Hastinapura and met many people. The city is filled with noble souls and persons of such goodness. I could not find even an iota of evil in them. I realized that if there was someone with evil around here, it must be me.
Do you realize it now, Arjuna? Both Duryodhana and Dharmaja went around the same Hastinapura, but came with different results. Yata Drishti, Tata Shrishti. Everything is reflection, reaction, and resound.
Vivek, do you see the difference in the way Duryodhana and Dharmaja perceive the world? The difference is the effect of the company and upbringing. Dharmaja was brought up in the company of holy sages, and further, he had always been in Krishna's presence. Duryodhana, on the other hand, was influenced by his selfish father Dhritarashtra and evil uncle Shakuni.
True, Tata, I see your point. Good company inspires good thoughts, and good thoughts lead to good actions.
Adi Shankara talks of detachment and good company, but he also stresses on an important factor for spiritual progress. Having a guru who is constantly by your side and guiding you.
Guru Charanambhuja Nirbhara Bhakta Samsara Dachirat Bhavamukta Sendriya Manasa Niyama Devam Sendriya Manasa Niyama Devam Drakshasi Nijaha Hridayastam Devam Drakshasi Nijaha Hridayastam Devam.
O devotee at the lotus feet of the Guru, through disciplined senses and controlled mind, you experience the indwelling Lord of your heart. To recognize the all-pervading nature of divinity and come to experience the formless is not an easy journey. Even the great devotee Namdev needed a guru to have this experience.
Brother Namdev, you seem to be very disturbed. What is the matter?
Brother Gyaneshwar, it's been so many days since we left the Lord's home, Pandharpur. I am miserable being away from Vithal so long. I want to go back.
Brother Namdev, our Lord is not confined to the boundaries of Pandharpur. He is present everywhere. He is above us, below us, around us, in us. We just have to call Him and He will respond.
Brother Gnaneshwar, your name itself has Jnana, wisdom. I am just Namdev. The name and form of the Lord is what defines me. I cannot understand your wisdom and I don't need it also. I just want to go back to my Lord. That's all.
All right, brother. Let's visit our fellow devotee, Gora Kumbhar. After visiting him, we can go back to Pandharpur. salutations, Sant Jnaneshwar and Sant Namdev. The house of this humble potter Gora is blessed by your presence.
Greetings, dear brother. This is a great occasion that the devotees of Vithal are meeting under one roof. I have a request. Please test us so that we know how far ahead we all are on the spiritual path.
But brother, I am a simple potter who can only check if the pots are half baked. How can I make such a huge judgment? Yet, I take it as the will of Lord Vithala and be an instrument in this endeavor. Ah, Santji, that is a beautiful sound. You are a truly enlightened soul. Brother Namdev, you still have a long way to go. You need to get back to the furnace of sadhana.
Is all my devotion and love for Vithala for nothing? Is singing and praying to the beautiful form of the Lord not sadhana? No, I cannot stay a moment longer. I shall go and complain to my Vithala right away. Vithala! Vithala!
My dear friend, why are you crying? I could hear your sobbing right from Pandharpur. So I immediately rushed to you.
See, Panduranga, my brothers, your devotees have humiliated me. It seems I still have a long way to go.
If my devotees say so, then it must be true.
Not you too, Vithala. This is not a joke. You have manifested in front of me, right? So, I must be a good devotee.
You are good, but you are still not there. You still think I am at Pandharpur. So I had to travel all this distance to reach you. If you know where I really exist, I would have manifested instantaneously.
Then teach me, Vithala. Who is a better teacher than you?
No, my friend. You must learn this from your guru, who traveled the same path as yours and realized my true form. Continue on this path and you will meet him soon. And then we shall meet again.
Hey you, wake up! You are defiling the deity by putting your dirty feet on the idol. Go and sleep somewhere else.
Oh holy sire, pardon me. I am but a simple and weary traveler. If you would be so kind to put my feet at the place where the Lord is not present, I would be very grateful.
Wait, I will do that right away. Huh? Lord?
Son, have you not yet found a place where the Lord is not present? You are still holding my legs.
The Lord is manifesting in every direction. I place these holy feet on my head. Please guide me, O revered one, in realizing the true nature of Vithala and experience his true form.
Son, the true form of Vithal is every form you see. He has no fixed form at all. Do you see the dog going by? That's Vithal. Do you see the river flowing and quenching the thirst? That is also Vithal. Vithal is not confined to the tiny temple on the banks of the river Chandrabhaga. He is everywhere.
Gurudev, you have opened my eyes to the nirgun form of my Vithala. I was so attached to the sagun form that I was blind to the true form of my Lord. My temple is no longer the small narrow space on the banks of the river Chandrabhaga, but the whole world. Bless me, Gurudev, for the next phase of my spiritual journey.
Tata, what a wonderful story and journey. This shows how important a guru is to everyone. But who is my guru, Tata?
The word guru means the one who removes darkness of ignorance and provides wisdom of illumination. In those days, finding one's guru itself was a huge journey. Sometimes the disciple finds the master, and the other times the master finds the disciple. Finding the proper guru is very difficult. But now we have no such issue. Your guru, my guru, and everyone's guru is our Lord and God, the Guru of Gurus, the Supreme Satguru, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
But where is he? How can I learn from him?
The universe is his university. We learn from him every single moment. He has transcended the limitations of the form and become the guru for millions of young children and teachers. He is the true mother and father who selflessly takes care of us, expecting nothing in return. He is the true company we must keep. Listen to his stories, assimilate his message, and sing his glory. He is the true guru, one beyond everything, who leads us to salvation.
Thank you, Tata. Through you, I have learned some real valuable lessons, and I imagine his children across the country in different schools too get the same education.
True, Vivek. The tiny saplings in the various Satya Sai schools are carefully nurtured through spiritual instruction along with academics. This is possible through the gift to humanity bestowed by our Sadguru, the universal teacher, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini, with the roots firmly planted in ancient wisdom, with the aid of modern technology, the students are shaped into dynamic leaders. They are nurtured into the ideal individuals, with the head of Shankara, the heart of Buddha, and the hands of Janaka. The Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vahini aims to build global citizens with academic excellence as well as a strong moral core. It is a revolution that aims to transform not just the students, but parents and teachers too. This is the right time to be a part of this revolution, Vivek. This is the right age to learn the highest truth and become the ideal individual the universal teacher wishes us to be. From Vyashti to Samashti to Parameshti. From I to we to he.
Yeah. Shambho Nandana Love. Gairananda Hare Vithala.
Anjaneya Veera Hanumanta Shura.
Anjaneya Veera Hanumanta Shura.
Come on. जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई।